We do turn now to the race for president and the new war of words exploding between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Trump speaking out today against North Carolina's controversial law targeting transgender people. Cruz accusing him of bowing to political correctness. The new battle erupting when former World Series hero Curt Schilling was fired for weighing in on the law online. ABC's Cecilia Vega on the new battle, and this one has nothing to do with counting delegates.
He is the all-star who famously pitched the Red Sox to victory, bloody sock and all.
In a perfect fifth inning for Curt Schilling.
But tonight, Curt Schilling smack in the middle of the Republican campaign with this social media post, a graphic image showing a man dressed as a woman and the words, "Let him into the restroom with your daughter." The post in support of North Carolina's law banning transgender people from using bathrooms that do not correspond with the gender on their birth certificates. Schilling writing, "A man is a man no matter what they call themselves."
I stated a fact. Men's bathrooms were designed for people that stand up and women's weren't.
But Schilling quickly fired from his ESPN analyst job. And today, Texas Senator Ted Cruz coming to his defense.
And the idea that grown men would be allowed alone in a bathroom with little girls. You don't need to be a behavioral psychologist to realize bad things can happen.
But Donald Trump now making it clear he doesn't agree and is against North Carolina's bathroom ban.
You leave it the way it is. There have been very few complaints the way it is.
The GOP frontrunner saying that if a transgender person like Caitlyn Jenner came into Trump Tower, she could use any bathroom she wants. Cruz pouncing.
He thought that men should be able to go into the girls' bathroom if they want to. Now, let me ask you, have we gone stark raving nuts?
And Ted Cruz said Donald Trump is being, quote, no different than politically correct leftist elites. But Trump says the North Carolina law hurts businesses. And by some estimates, Tom, the boycotts could cost the state tens of millions of dollars.
Cecilia Vega.